of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1. Where talk is fun.
By the way, right after, thank you all for your diet suggestions. Somebody suggested a MyFitnessPal app for counting calories.
A few people did, actually.
Okay, so right after that, the timing. I go out and Dawn says, hey, I was just at a bakery and they found out that I work with you and they said, oh, can you send these to him? I have 3 freshly made donuts that were just sent to me.
Well, it would be rude not to eat them.
You hear that? Oh, ASMR.
That's cool that you're doing that. Brittany was eating the other day in the other room. I love that. That sounds so amazing.
Okay, that means you're into ASMR. Do you know that?
Well, so Brittany was chewing, and it was so stinking cute. She was eating a salad, and all I heard was like, crunch, 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 crunch. And I go, your crunching is so cute. And she's like, she was like, oh my God, I'm going to shrivel up and die. Am I being loud? I go, no. I go,
that's weird for Brittany to have a dramatic reaction to something.
And I go, no, I really like it. Like, I like that sound.
Wait, so are you?
And I hate the sound of people eating.
I want to do this again. Tell me, you actually like find this
soothing.
Relaxing.
Yeah, I like that.
So here's what we're going to do. During one of these commercial breaks, I'm going to pull up some ASMR because there are some ASMR whacked out
crazies. People are weirdos.
There's a dude who dresses like a Star Wars character and he's called like, I don't know, Obi-Wan Kenobi or something weird. It's something creepy like that. And sure enough, these cats are in their room. You know, the rest of their house is normal, right? They have live, laugh, love signs. And then they change one of their rooms and they have it backlit with this light behind you. And then they are just like, oh, hi. Thank you for the heart.
I don't like that.
Okay. Well, they do some mouth sounds and then they do like some.
Well, Brittany sounded like a little chipmunk eating a piece of like celery. You know, like sometimes what? Celery.
Thank you.
You know why I said celery? Celery?
Why?
Because of the way I say another word.
Oh, this story's getting
Jeremy.
Even better.
Like you're like, it's Jeremy. I'm like, it's Jeremy.
It's celery. Jeremy eats celery. Jeremy doesn't eat celery.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Jeremy eats celery.
Jeremy. Say it, class.
How long do you want to do this?
Jeremy eats celery. All
right, whatever.
Jeremy.
Anyway, I found a funny Reddit thread because you were talking about how there's a, you and your wife are going back and forth on how to pronounce the word costume.
Yes.
She says costume. And you're like, no, it's costume.
And I used to say costume.
I know.
It's a Pittsburghese thing. That was what I thought, East thing.
So there's this Ask Reddit, and it says, I was listening to the radio today, and this bloke kept pronouncing costume as costume. I'm not American, and I get surprised by the different pronunciations here. But is that a real thing somewhere? Or was this bloke drunk at work? He was probably listening to you.
It could have been. Like, I'm just going to read you. So, by the way, I was team costume. Lou was team costume. And again, as someone who used to say it, I just felt like delicately, as a husband, I could interject and say, can I offer you something that somebody offered me? Hmm. Now, later we put it on video. But here are how the comments read. Lou is right. 100% Lou. Steve, you were saying costume up until a year ago. Quit acting like the grammar police. That was from Donna. Blocked. Then somebody said, don't get me started with how my husband says Taco Bell. To which I said, well, we must know. Please explain it phonetically. She says it's more of an emphasis on the wrong syllables and tone.
It's Taco Bell, not Taco Bell.
He says taco with a really strong O, bell with bell being higher in tone. Taco Bell? Maybe that's what they mean?
Taco Bell.
Somebody else said, I'm sitting here switching between both pronunciations alone in my kitchen like an idiot, and I think I use both. Steve wins. No, Lou is right. Lou. Love you, Lou, but Steve wins. Lou wins. I mean, it's like up and down. There's like 350 comments, and it's a real split decision is what it seems like, and I was genuinely surprised by that. It sounds like a lot of people, based on where they grew up, say costume, And certainly the few people that I've heard from London say costume.
We normally go to Google in this case. Let me show you something. Here's the American pronunciation.
Costume.
Here, the British pronunciation.
Costume.
Interesting, because the British guy was the one saying that he can't believe he heard an American saying costume.
But on the other one, there was the guy who said, this dude is dumb AF. He was mad at me for saying costume. He was like, only an American could screw this up.
Huh.
He was upset with me.
Fascinating.
Ask him to say vitamin and let's move on.
There we go.
Because they say vitamin. And it's like, okay, dude, come on now.
They also say garage. No, wait, garage instead of garage.
Yeah.
Garage. Listen, man. This is what makes the world go round.
You know what? There were a couple people who said, don't ever change the way you say something. It adds, it's the spice of life. Right?
It can be.
But we don't like all spices.
That is correct. Remember, I'm vanilla. And you're like vanilla with sprinkles.
No, I'm much more polarizing than that.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
All right. Got a few stories that I'm going to squeeze in here, okay?
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk about Jennifer Lopez's career and how it's tanking. Her new album, This Is Me, now... underperformed. She's had to cancel several tour dates due to low ticket sales. And so a brand expert believes that it started in 2022 with the Super Bowl documentary Halftime, which I watched, where J-Lo griped about having to share the stage with Shakira. Her grievance about it wasn't expressed eloquently and made her seem unlikable. But the same expert also thinks she's suffering from Ben Affleck's resting sad face.
Oh, sure.
They say in the shadow of beloved and long-suffering Jennifer Garner, much of the imagery we've seen from J-Lo has been mundane. Car rides with Ben, curbside arguments, fast food takeaways, often looking miserable. This has shattered the fourth wall, one which we'd all bought into, and we didn't want her to be a normal person. And that, or maybe the songs just aren't good.
That's another option. I haven't listened to enough of her songs to know if they're good.
Same.
Or not.
You're right.
I don't know.
I don't know, guys. Hey, there's a CNN Beyonce documentary coming this week.
This is about how she made the country album.
Yep. It's on Max on Friday. Warner Brothers Discovery says that it will examine the impact of how high-profile artists like Lil Nas X and Beyonce are challenging the country music status quo. That sounds interesting.
Cool.
And how Black artists in Nashville have been laying the foundation for this transformation for some time. So I got to put that on the list.
You know what I think Beyonce should do?
What?
And I actually think more artists should do this, and we only have 30 seconds, but... show up at one of these honky tonks.
Yes.
What a fun viral moment it would be.
Well, wait a second. They do. I mean, not Beyonce, but I mean, artists do.
So does like Luke Bryan, or does Miranda Lambert, does she ever go to Miranda's?
By the way,
she's got her own honky tonk. Did you know that?
I did not.
She does. Oh, I am your go-to for all Nashville news. It's a pink themed.
Cute. Because she has like some kind of business called Pink. I can't remember what it was.
Well, careful, because she's going to find herself in a lawsuit with Pink.
I know.
With Victoria's Secret and with Pharrell.
Anyway. Yes, I do think they make surprise appearances.
But if Beyonce did that, the internet would break. If she like suddenly showed up at churches. Chiefs. It's Eric right. Church's.
Because that was his grandfather's nickname.
Chief.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Chief?
The Garth Brooks one really did have a very Hard Rock Cafe vibe.
Yeah.
Felt very polished.
That's what the people want, Steve.
When we come back, do you wash your shredded cheese? There's a new intranet debate.
That is personal.
About it. Barf. We'll get into it when we come back. Help us now. It's Donna and Steve.
Hey, guys, it's Donna for Blaze Credit Union. You know, not that long ago, I went with my friend Christy to open a free checking account and also a 12-month CD over at Blaze. This location, where were we? Oh, we were in Golden Valley. She worked with Cindy, who's been with them for 22 years. And then I came to find out that Cindy, many moons ago, opened my account for me. I got to tell you, Blaze has great rates on so many products, from CDs to money market savings to loans for any purpose. I have financed a vehicle through Spire Credit Union when they were Spire. And, you know, they just make that whole process so easy. Blaze has got 26 branches. They're going to have two more coming this year, so you're bound to find one near you. They really do care about their members. I highly recommend them for all your full service financial needs and goals. You will find them at blazecu.com. And remember, Blaze is insured by NCUA, and they are an equal housing opportunity lender. Tell them Donna sent you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. You know what?
What, Mama?
This might be the midday, but we still know how to party.
That's not a good slogan, but that's not the worst slogan that we could have for this show. We prefer, like, Donna and Steve, flying below the radar. Donna and Steve, not trusted with...
children.
I was going to say drive time.
Oh, okay. That's good, too.
Donna, I have four kids.
It's the midday partay. I know you do.
You're leaning into that partay thing.
Yeah, because it rhymes.
Oh, gosh.
Midday partay.
Very, very strong.
Thank you.
Welcome to Donna and Steve's. Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy. Steve wants to talk about shredded cheese.
Donna.
Stop.
What's your problem? Shredded cheese impacts almost all of us.
You're right. Now, what would you like to say about it?
Should we be washing it? Why don't we start with this woman on TikTok? There's an account called Janelle and Kate. And I'll let this play, and then I'll break down a little bit of what it is that they're saying. But here's their take on shredded cheese.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. It's supposed to make it taste better.
Washing something off of there.
Huh? It is cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Look at the difference.
You can see the difference.
I think that's a different TikTok video. Oh, I think that may have gone to the next one. Not that those people weren't beloved, but
there's
they may have dropped like an F-bomb at some point. There's this lady, Janelle, who she's had a little bit more put together. Again, God love those people.
Okay, she's the last one on the right.
Here we go. How about this
one? Oh, sorry about that.
Cheese. This is the best kitchen hack ever. Saves you time from having to shred your own cheese. Pre-caking all the stuff on it that people don't like about pre-shredded cheese. The pre-caking agent, that's what keeps it all separated, right? Mm-hmm. So you're just pouring the water over the cheese.
A whole container
of water, and then you're going to just sort of, I've washed my hands. You're just going to sort of go like this,
what?
And it's washing the cheese off. When you put it in the bag, it needs to stay separate. Well, I'm washing all that off.
And that takes, this does take a long time
to do. It takes a long time to do it. You hurt your fingers. Not good.
So wow.
Look at that. So then it's all, look at how nice and done that is.
Okay.
Okay, so this is quite amazing. You're in.
What is she
this
doing?
Cheese. Seriously.
Yeah.
Agent. Yeah, holy cow.
Cloudy water.
Really
from one bag of cheese. This is why you have to wash your cheese.
Yeah, because it's cheese.
Look at that.
That's why it's cloudy.
Look at that.
Well, not really.
Is it supposed to be clear? You just dumped water over cheese.
different companies use different methods to keep their cheese, when shredded, pre-shredded, from congealing.
Oh, so they put like some kind of powdery agent in there.
Kraft uses cornstarch. Tillamook uses potato starch, which is what she was using. Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which is refined wood pulp. Lucerne uses both tapioca and potato starch.
How about you just buy a block of cheese and then shred it yourself?
That's what we all think the better solution is. It's going to taste better, right?
Because I don't want cornstarch in my... Doesn't cornstarch have like a sugary taste to it? Or am I making that up?
I don't think I've ever tasted cornstarch. Like if I have Tillamook cheese shredded...
I don't know what that word is that you're saying.
It's a brand.
I've never heard of that brand. Tillamook?
Tillamook. M-O-O-K.
Tillamook.
What brand cheese do you buy?
Tillamook? First time I'm ever seeing this brand in my life.
What grocery stores do you shop at?
Oh!
I'm asking!
I'm sorry I'm not going to all the co-ops that you go to.
No, you think I'm a co-op
guy?
Well,
first of all, I don't usually shop at Target. I usually go to like Cub.
I bet they have Tillamook.
What?
Don't do Mook, I don't think, there.
Tillamook.
Don't do... What if we just did Mook? Mook like cook.
Okay. I do like Mook because they put the moo in Mook.
That's true. Cows.
Mm-hmm.
They play a part in cheese, right? I think so. But yes, you could just shred it on your own. Shred it. But if you get it, you can't taste the cornstarch, to go back to it. I don't know, unless you're... freaking Wolfgang Puck and you think you have the world's most refined palate, you blowhards. You probably can't taste it. But that's what's going off. That's what's making it cloudy. But yeah, if you're going to go through all that process, then you got to dry the cheese. Nobody wants wet cheese. You want wet cheese?
I don't.
Then you got to dry it. So just get a block and do that. Or easier, just eat the shredded cheese. Do you think the cornstarch on the shredded cheese is the thing that in this day and age is going to kill you?
I wonder how many calories are in it.
Queen, yes, me too. I'm that calorie king now. All I'm focused on are calories. Mike, I'm not eating until noon today.
Oh, nice. Okay.
488 calories per cup. This is disturbing.
What do you mean it's disturbing?
That's a lot of calories that are added to your cheese.
What do you mean added to your cheese? It's already in your cheese. Cheese is the calorie. They're not adding. They're not saying, is there a way we could bump the calorie count up here?
No, but cornstarch has 488 calories per cup.
But I bet they're not using a cup of cornstarch on your shredded bag of cheese.
Oh, you didn't know that you were having 160 grams of sugar in your coffee creamer.
Spread out over the day.
Fascinating.
It's wild out there.
Did you know that Costco delivers?
I don't know if I did.
So I'm part of a meal train, and I was like, what? Like, yes, I could buy from a restaurant and have it delivered. And I was like, I wonder if Costco does. And you just go to sameday.costco.com, and if you have a membership, they will deliver.
Really?
Uh-huh.
They're getting pretty close to opening the new Costco in Chaska.
Oh, what do you think you're better?
It's going to be so turned up in
there. You're going to abandon Eden Prairie.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? I live in Chaska.
I guess that's why you would.
651-641-1071. We'll play a game next.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
guys. Welcome back. So happy to have you listening today. Thank you. Donna and Steve on Mind Talk 107.1. Where talk is fun and I'm winning this game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
You are absolutely winning this game. The College of Pop Culture Knowledge score sits with Donna having 41 wins, Steve with 38. And I want to remind everyone that today, the College of Pop Culture Knowledge is brought to you by 191 Virtual Academy. You can Google 191 Virtual Academy to learn more about supporting your child's passion.
Yay!
And purpose. Today is a special day. It's going to be a little windy this afternoon, but if you hang on to your baskets, you can go out and enjoy a nice picnic. It's National Picnic Day.
Oh, boo-boo.
Cute.
Maybe don't give away too much. We're going to do a little trivia here all about pop culture and picnics and pop culture.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I am big in the picnicking community.
I am not.
So let's see how it goes. We got Sasha on the line to play with us.
Sasha
Baron Cohen. Hey, Sasha.
Hi, wrong Sasha.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
This is the better Sasha.
Hey, Sasha. Sasha, how do you spell your name?
S-A-S-H-A.
You don't hear that name very much anymore.
Yeah, I bet you weren't Sasha B in your class. You were probably like the only Sasha.
I was, and there was not another Sasha in my school until I was a senior. Then she was a freshman.
It's a beautiful name.
So,
it's one of the greatest names that I've ever heard. I know that much. Hey, Sasha, what are you doing? I like saying it. I do like to say that name. What are you doing next in your day after you play this game?
Hanging out with my toddler.
Which, do you care to say your toddler's name? Is she Sasha Jr.?
No, her name is Arabella.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys with these pretty names. Do you call her Bella for short?
Yeah.
Beautiful. How wonderful.
Ah, see what you did there. Bella.
What?
Beautiful. Same thing.
Is it what it means?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we all talking like this?
I don't know. We are allowed to be speaking right now. All right. Sasha, I, as a fellow parent, would love to team up with you as we unite against the evil being that is Donna Valentine. But it's ultimately your choice. Today it is picnics in pop culture. Who would you like to team up with?
I'll go with you, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Donna?
I'll go make my list for tonight.
Bye.
What do you mean, your list?
I have a list.
For what?
Things to watch.
Okay. All right.
All right,
there
Sasha,
she goes.
You're going to go on hold, and we'll see. Maybe we'll add some more items to the list as we talk about picnics today on National Picnic Day. You ready, Steve?
I'm ready. I feel good about this.
Let's see how it goes. We'll start it off with this one. This Bruin is often seen with campers' picnic baskets alongside his buddy, Boo Boo.
Yogi Bear.
The picnic scene from this 83 comedy features Aunt Edna, Christy Brinkley, and dog pee-soaked sandwiches.
Oh, brother. Sasha, I'm counting on you for that pass.
More of a tea party than a picnic, but what unusual location did Mary Poppins serve her Uncle Albert and guests in the 1964 Disney film?
Oh, crap. Tea party. Mary Poppins. Funeral.
Okay. Anything you want
go
to
go to the second one.
The picnic scene from 83 comedy featured Aunt Edna, Chrissy Brinkley, and dog pee soaked sandwiches.
Is this that Spicolo movie or whatever?
All right. Well, we're going to bring Sasha back in here. Sasha, he felt confident with that first one where he said Yogi the Bear. The rest he didn't seem as confident about. How'd you feel about those other two?
Well, I was born in 88, so I have no idea.
Okay, the picnic scene from the 83 comedy features Aunt Edna, Christy Brinkley, and dog pee soaked sandwiches. You have no guess there?
No.
Okay, and how about more of a tea party than a picnic? What unusual location did Mary Poppins serve her Uncle Albert and guests in the 1964 Disney film? Any idea?
My guess would be, I don't know, they had so many things on the first pop, but probably not.
So he said cemetery. Do you want to go with cemetery or different guess?
We'll go with cemetery.
Okay, sounds good.
Sasha, prepare yourself. You're about to lose. Donna! All right, here comes Donna. Donna, we're ready for you.
Oh, yeah, we just talked about that on the air. Hi.
Hey, Donna. It's just effervescent out there, isn't it? What a bubbling place to work.
It's a very creative atmosphere out there. Mm. People are creating videos and concepts.
Mm. And it's festive right now because one of our faves celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah, Bradley.
Bradley's birthday today.
Oh, my God.
That's how I got those donuts.
Mm-hmm. Bradley's almost 50, I think.
Is he 50?
Because when I started here 9 years ago, I went to his 40th birthday party. How about that?
Oh.
He might be 49.
50 Eve.
I would guess that if I was guessing. I don't know for sure.
Just for his own emotional well-being. Yes.
All right. We're going to play again. It's all about picnics today. Are you ready, Donna?
Can I ask a question first?
Sure. Go ahead.
How'd those two do?
They attempted and did the best they could.
All right, every time. Mike. Every answer.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Let's get it started here with this one. This Bruin is often seen with campers' picnic baskets alongside his buddy Boo Boo.
That is, the guy, don't start forest fires. His name is Yogi Bear.
The picnic scene.
Deduct her a point.
The picnic scene from this 83 comedy features Aunt Edna, Christie Brinkley, and dog pee soaked sandwiches.
I'm going to take a pass.
More of a tea party than a picnic. In what unusual location did Mary Poppins serve her Uncle Albert and guests in the 1964 Disney film?
Unusual place,
you said? It was an unusual place.
The bathtub.
All right, anything like repeated?
The second one.
83 comedy featured Aunt Edna, Christie Brinkley, and dog pee soaked sandwiches.
I don't know that one.
Huh, your guess for the third is interesting, and it feels like it could be right.
Your guess for the first was even more interesting.
Honestly, she should be deducted. She should be deducted.
Shockingly correct.
Really?
This Bruin is often seen with campers' picnic baskets alongside his buddy Boo Boo. Of course, both of you somehow remarkably knew it was Yogi the Bear.
Yeah,
you think all bears look alike, don't you, Donna?
I know I had the wrong bear.
Smokey.
That's Smokey. That's right. Whatever.
You know, the forest fire bear.
They could be related.
Yogi seems like an arson. He seems like he could have started something. I bet he's got beef with Smokey.
Yogi's a cute name.
All right, Geech got that one right. Let's move on to the second one. The picnic scene from this 83 comedy features Aunt Edna, Christie Brinkley, and dog pee soaked sandwiches.
Was that, can I guess, was that Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
It was not.
Okay.
This is a Harold Ramis comedy.
Not Ghostbusters.
Nope, he was the director of it. He was not appearing in it. The star of this comedy was Chevy Chase. He was staring and dancing at Christie Brinkley, of course, because she was known for being in that red car.
Oh, was this the golf?
National Lampoon's Vacation, the correct answer. He was dancing up against the tree, trying to be all sexy with his cheese and bologna sandwich. Took a couple of bites as he's looking at her, and then is informed by Beverly D'Angelo's character that the dog peed all over the picnic basket. And he then spit it out, and it was fun. All right, that was the second one. Let's go on to the final one. More of a tea party than a picnic. In what unusual place did Mary Poppins serve her Uncle Albert and guests in the 1964 Disney film? Steve said a cemetery.
Oh, that's good.
Donna said the bathtub.
I don't think either of us are correct.
Sasha was the closest. She said on like the rooftop. The correct answer is in the air or on the ceiling. It's a classic ceiling tea party is what it's called. But yeah, they were floating in the air.
Dang.
Because of course Albert or Uncle Albert, every time he laughs, he levitates.
I should probably go back and watch that movie.
Okay.
Luckily, you guys tied.
All right.
Woo! All right, Sasha, you ready?
Yes.
Tiebreaker. Right.
So again, this is National Picnic Day. We're talking about picnics in pop culture. I'm going to start reading this question. Whenever you think you know the answer, yell out your name. That's your buzzer. I'll stop reading it. You get a chance to answer. If you're right, you win. If you're wrong, your opponent gets to hear all of the question. Are the three of you ready to play?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, yell out your name when you think you know it. This movie features one of the more iconic picnic scenes, where we are reminded that Do, Re,
Steve, The Sound of Music.
Do, Re, Mi happens to be the first three notes when you sing. The Sound of Music is correct. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yay.
All right, Sasha. What are you going to do with the shirt?
No, I think you got something else.
Got something better than movie pass shirt. You got some movie passes. Let me get you all the details. You're going to be seeing an advanced screening of The Idea of You starring Anne Hathaway, and that's going to be on May 1st at AMC Rosedale.
That's awesome.
Oh, yay!
That's great. I didn't know that. That's cool.
I didn't know that. Now you know it. Hey, is your is Bella sleeping right now? You've been in sort of a hushed tone throughout most of the call. Is she sleeping, napping?
She is sleeping, yes.
Okay. Aww. Okay, we understand that. This is a precious precious time when the littles are down. All right. Well, hey, congratulations. We'll get you the movie tickets. Stay on the line. Mike will get your information, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll see you. Bye, Sasha.
Bye.
Bye now.
She's a Bella baby boo.
Oh,
oh, we gotta go.
I forget. Did you? I forget. I asked you this before in the air, and I forget the answer. Did you get Dev a gift after he was born?
I think I did.
Hmm.
I do. I think I did. I did. I think it was a teddy bear.
I don't think we've a pretty good catalog of the,
it was a
of
plushie.
The stuffed animals. Did you get Zen one?
You know what? Zen was tricky because there was going to be a baby shower here, and then Lex had him super early,
mm-hmm.
and then I didn't see her for months. So the answer is no.
So I think that's probably a no for both of us. Why do you hate babies?
No, I got you a gift. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you throw my present away?
Which present?
The one that I got you.
For safety reasons. It was the abundance of caution. You know, that was right around the pandemic.
Fine.
Got to be safe.
Stillwater Steve's birthday, too. Happy birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Stillwater Steve. He was class of 84. He was 18 and 84. So what was he? 28 and 94, 38 and 04, 48, 58.
Yeah, we're basically the same age.
Donna, a woman should never.
But I look amazing. No, I don't. I look terrible.
Hey, right, we gotta go. Negative self-talk, Donna.
Come on, guys.
It's only 10:41. Chill. You're rushing us out the door. We're having a nice time.
I have a list of five things you can sell in your home for parts.
All right. So if you are, I guess, you know, facing foreclosure or something like that, which some people are, this will
time
be very... no, we're doing it now?
All right, no. Fine. I'll hold on to it.
All right. No. But after the break.
Okay. Why are we fighting? You're like my best friend.
Ever since I just decided to go on a diet, I've been getting really ridiculed.
Everyone's a little mad at you.
For learning things at this stage of my life?
No, for acting like you never knew how to lose weight. You're like, oh, calories count.
I understand. I was saying I learned how many absent-minded calories I was eating.
Okay.
Tell you what. You mean girls. That's how I feel like I'm living mean girls. Who's the sympathetic character in that movie? Lindsay Lohan? Didn't expect it to go that way, but I'll take it. We'll return. It's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hey! How's everybody?
I'm fine.
You're a little moody today.
I'm not moody!
Got a little mood swings going.
No, I got decisive. You presented something to me. And clarity is kindness. And I said, I disagree with that point of view, and here's why.
That's fine.
I'm not moody!
Steve.
What?
That didn't prove your point at all.
Well, maybe. Listen. We got to do this whole thing about if you're involved in the drug cartel and you're short on cash before your next delivery, you have to break down your radio to sell it for parts. We do that before. Mike just shared something rather interesting.
Okay, let me get this out of the way, okay? There are five things in your home you could sell for parts, and those include computers. Okay? You could rip that old laptop up and sell the parts on eBay. Even stuff from older computers could still be worth a few bucks. Board games. eBay has a whole section dedicated to buying and selling game pieces and parts. That's kind of smart. You're missing the thimble. Are you with the shoe? I'm with thimble. Look on eBay or sell it. Electric guitars. You might only need a screwdriver to take it apart. Things like old pickups and tuning pegs can go for decent money. And finally, Lego pieces. Spare pieces for old Lego sets. There's a whole website called Bricklink that is dedicated to it.
$2 plus $4.26 shipping, and you will have yourself a new Monopoly thimble.
Really? Oh, how cute.
The thimble was a pretty cute one. I liked being the car.
God.
I liked being the top hat.
Go to Bricklink.
How do you spell it?
They have little people. I love little people. Brick and then the word link.com. Remember Play School Little People?
Oh, yeah.
Cute.
Oh, look at these houses that they have, too.
Listen,
are those like...
sorry, guys.
Oh, is this a Lego set?
And then you could put in what you're looking for. So give me something that you're looking for. How about the thimble? Thank you.
Okay.
Thimble. Oh, no items were found. Sorry, guys.
Oh, a Michelangelo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, can you find me one of those?
Michael, yeah, I need one. Great. Michelangelo, one word. Teenage Mutant. That's all I need, right?
Yeah, I'm sure Michelangelo should.
No items found.
No!
Wait, all item types. Let me try again. Guys, this is brilliant.
I'm not seeing the price. I feel like I might have to log in to see the price. Looking at some Lego sets. Like, Donna, you could get it's Boba Fett's slave is what it's called.
Huh. Okay. I'll take it.
Where's my price?
There's like a cute little Peter Venkman from the Ghostbusters.
Guys, why did we not know about this website?
It's so cute.
Listen.
Did you find a Michelangelo, Donna?
I did not. I think you have to go into certain categories.
Like, it is Lego intensive. It's like building things intensive. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So once you click on the character, Steve, then there's a little drop down beneath it that says details. When you click on that, it's going to show you all of them that are listed on eBay that are that type. So you don't actually buy it from the website. Oh. This is basically just getting all of the listings from online, putting them there.
Okay, this is smart.
This little Peter Venkman guy, the cheapest one I can find is $46.
Wow.
Hey, what if I told you I could get you, Mike, a 1988 Playmates Ninja Turtles action figure of Michelangelo for only $17.
Wow.
That feels like a pretty dang good price.
I would say I should go
to gosh, bull crap. There's one for $5.99, starting bid of $5.99, or buy it now at $10.
Buy it now.
I think that means I need to go to my mom's house and go find all my old turtles and throw them on that website is what that means.
No kidding.
Oh, I thought you were you looking for one or are you looking to sell?
It was just an example.
He's getting involved in arbitrage. He's trying to buy low, sell high.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Now, Mike said something during the break, which I found to be surprising. So we were talking earlier about calories and how I've come to realize I probably do, on like a lazy day, I bet you I do 1,000 to 1,750 calories without even thinking, not represented in any meal, just grazing.
Okay.
It's like our pantry's like a trough. It's just like, oh, there's Cooler Ranch Doritos. Okay. There's a bag of peanuts. All of it. Mike brought up a good point about calories spread out over time. Just a little thing here, a little thing there versus one big meal. What did you see?
Yeah, no, this was according to some random, health dude on TikTok or whatever.
That's who I brought to the table earlier. Okay, gotcha. Just some guy. Don't even know his name.
I'm not even positive it's actually factual. But for example, he was saying and he showed like it was three orders of like Big Macs with fries and all this stuff. I don't know. It was all of this food, a huge amount of food. And it was like 4,000 calories. And he said, if you eat all of this food right now, he broke down what's all going in, and he said, your body, at the end of the day, once you process all this, get it through your body, you're going to retain about a pound of it, like from an actual weight gain standpoint.
Okay.
Right.
But then he said, okay, you do that on Sunday, okay, or you don't do that, and then on Monday, you eat your normal calorie intake, but then, towards the end of the day, you're feeling a little down, you throw in a coffee that has some sugar in it. Mm-hmm. Then you do the next day, and it's the morning, your stomach's rumbling, so you throw in a granola bar, and then you add another few calories there. And then all the way it's Thursday, and then it's like, oh, I made it this far. It's got to treat myself. You have a Snickers bar. And he basically laid it out, and he said, if you have 4,000 calories throughout the week, opposed to all those 4,000 calories at once, your body will then not process it the same way and basically expect those calories, and that is actually going to be worse for you and you'll pack on the pounds. Exactly. So I don't know. That's just what he was saying.
I tell you what, upon Donna's suggestion, we looked up the calorie count on a large Blizzard, which is what I get at Dairy Queen, Heath Bar. Mike, can you confirm the large Heath Bar Blizzard? Because first I pulled up like the mini and I was like, well, this ain't half bad.
Don't you?
There's a mini, there's a small, there's a medium, there's a large. Pappy gets a large and it turns out that it's fairly significant
I bet it's over 1,000 calories.
It is.
Oh, it's
yeah. Well, yeah, and fat.
And there's fat and there's tons of sugar. And
I think that's the thing is, like, you were always giving me a hard time, but I look at calories on a menu. If I'm at a restaurant, I'm going to look at the calories and go, oh, dear God, I'm not going to have 750 calories in one sitting. So then I'll opt for something that's maybe closer to 4, 5.
Yeah.
So the large Heath Blizzard.
Yeah. So good.
1190.
1200. Boom.
That's a whole day's worth of calories.
That was pretty much what I used to be having with my coffee creamer spread out.
Your calories from fat, 440. Your total fat, 49 grams.
Okay.
And your carbs in that.
Yeah, I feel like the carbs are significant.
170 grams of carbs.
That's a very significant number.
How about sugar? How about the sugar content?
Let me guess. If there are 170 grams of sugar or carbs, I'm going to say that's probably 85 grams of sugar.
This isn't showing that right now.
I bet you it's high. Yeah. It certainly tastes like it's high, guys. It is fantastic.
Got an email here from DD who says, Steve has gotten real crabby or real moody since he started dieting.
Hey, Dee Dee, forward that to me, Donna. I'm going to send her a virus. It'll say, like, you got a special greeting from Steve Patterson.
Mike, you missed it earlier.
Sugars, 142.
S-word.
Yeah. See, all you have to do is be mindful. That's it. And you'll be fine.
It's a lot of absent-minded stuff that I do.
Yes. That's it.
Well, you told me that I was going to become like Brendan Fraser.
I never said those words. I love Brendan Fraser.